Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Lupe speaking on a recorded line.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
I'm good.
Alrighty. Let's see. Alrighty. And then would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Alrighty. Then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, this is my first time talking to someone, I think, basically.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. So this question's kind of similar to what I just asked, just a little bit differently. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, Amber, that you have not signed any documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
Correct.
Alrighty. And then, have you used any hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, were you diagnosed with a cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, I was.
And if you don't mind me asking, what were you diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
And you said that was ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Really sorry to hear that. I'm just gonna put that down
It's
for you.
okay. Thank
You're
you. I
welcome.
appreciate that.
You're welcome. And then, if you don't know this, it's totally okay, but by any chance, do you remember the ovarian cancer subtype?
Yes, I do. It was serious low grade, stage one.
Thank you so much for that. And then, you would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, what was the date of your diagnosis for the ovarian cancer?
It was September of 2007.
September of 2007. Do you remember what day it was on 2007?
Not exactly. I
No,
don't remember the date.
you're fine. I'm just gonna
I don't
put that down.
remember.
So it's safe to say, just to put down the 1st of 2007 of September, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then what state do you live in?
I'm in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, PA.
Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Alrighty, and then you said that was in 2007, correct?
Yes, it was.
Alright, unfortunately, for this lawsuit, we have a statute of limitation. For the state Pennsylvania, it looks like it's a it, yeah. In order to qualify, you had to have been diagnosed within 18 months for that state. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm really sorry to, yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
I had it for a few years already now.
Yeah, but when you were officially diagnosed with the ovarian, was that in 2007?
No, that's when I started using the relaxer. When I actually got diagnosed, like when the doctor actually told me that I was diagnosed with it was this year of February.
Oh, okay. So you thought I was asking you when you first
When I
started using it?
started the
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry about
relaxer,
that.
yeah. That's okay. My phone connection around here is not that good, but it's okay.
Okay, no worries. So you said you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer it was this year, you said, of 2014?
Yes.
And then
On now, now that was on the 16th.
Was that in September of this year as well?
No, it was February.
Oh, February of this year. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
So let
you're
me fix
fine.
that for you. So February of 2024 was when you were diagnosed. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for
Around like the
confirming.
15th or the 16th, that's one of them dates.
Alrighty. So when you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, I put down here February 1st of 2024. Is that correct?
Yes, I guess you would say the beginning of February.
the beginning of February, safe to say? Okay.
That's it. I just say between the 15th and 16th, I know that. So I guess that's the first 2 weeks or the first week.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. Bear with me. I'm going to put you on a 1 minute hold, okay?
That's fine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. Alright. And then do you by any chance remember the diagnosing doctor name?
Yes. The diagnosed doctor was Nicholson Cardio. His name was Cardio.
So Nicholas Cardio?
Yes.
And that is in Pennsylvania, right? Pennsylvania?
Yes.
And Nicholas is spelled Nicholas?
Yes.
And then Cardio, Cardio? I'm trying to find him here.
Dillo.
Oh, okay. I spelled it wrong. I thought you meant Cardio. Can you repeat the last name again?
Yeah, Cardio. That's how I'm saying. I might be saying it wrong, but that's how I say it, Cardio. So it's Cardillo. I say Cardio. I'll probably say it in his last name.
Oh, yes, I found him. No, you're fine. It's Nicholas D. Carlio. No, I see what I see why how you got that. No, you're fine. The last name is spelled Cardillo. I see how you got confused there, though. No, you're fine.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I'm apologize.
You're fine. Alrighty. And then it's asking here for the diagnosing doctor address. Do you remember the facility where you were diagnosed?
It was at Jefferson Hospital, the Abington one. Would you like the address for it?
Let me try to pull it up for you. And
yeah,
just confirm.
I know they have more than one Jefferson.
So
Jefferson, Abington.
Pennsylvania. Let's see here. Yeah, they do. Is it the one in Jefferson Hills or Philadelphia? Pennsylvania? There's two.
I know it's a lot. It's on Oyer Grove.
Yoga. How do you spell that street name?
Old.
Mm-hmm.
And then York, YORK.
Oh, Old York Road. I got you.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Okay. You're fine.
Old York Road. Let's see here. Let me just put the address and see if it comes up. Old York Road. What was the name of it again? I put Old York Road, Philadelphia, PA Hospital. Let's see if it comes
up. You probably got to put Abington, PA, because the zip code is different.
I would have to put what before? Sorry.
It probably, because it's Abington. I got the address. It's 1200 Old York Road,
okay,
Abington, PA.
Sorry about that. So you said 1200 Old York Road?
Yeah. Abington, PA, 19001 is the zip code.
Is it the Jefferson Abington Hospital?
Yes, that one.
Yes. I found it. It was a little tricky to find, but we found it. All righty here. So Jefferson Abington Hospital, put it down here. So it's just asking for the address. So I'm going to just put down 1200 Old York Road, Abington, Pennsylvania, 19001. I'm just going to put that down here for you. All righty. And then I have a phone number here on Google. I just want to confirm if it's correct. I have here 215-481-2000.
No, as a phone number?
Yeah, it says it's linked to the Jefferson Abbotson Hospital for that same address. It says phone, and then it says 215-481-2000.
To contact them or to contact me?
Oh no, to contact them.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then before I
I'm
move on,
about to say that
no worries. And before I move on, I just want to confirm one more time. So you confirm you were diagnosed February of this year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, with the ovarian cancer. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that once again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next question here. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then on average, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer before being diagnosed? So on average, how many times per year?
Around 4 or 5 times a year.
4 or 5 times. What's the best number to put down there? You want me to put 5 or 4?
Yes, 5.
5? Okay. Alrighty. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All right, and then can I get your date of birth, please?
It's 04/17/1990.
So I got April 17, 1990. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Alrighty, put that down. April 17, 1990. All right, and then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Alrighty. And this is just a referral question. Do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxer?
No.
No worries. And then, what state did you use the hair relaxer? Was this in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then it's asking here when you first, it's just the usage dates when you used the hair relaxer. So we're first going to start off when you first started using it. And that was in I believe I heard 2007 in the beginning of the call.
Yes.
I got you. And then was that September of 2007?
Yes.
All right. And then it's safe to just say the first of that month, correct?
Yes.
All righty. And then when did you stop using the hair relaxer?
This year, the February of this year.
February of this year. So
Yeah.
the first of that month as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I put February 1st of 2024. And then how often did you use and apply these products? Was this like a weekly, monthly thing?
I want to say probably like a month. I want to say monthly thing.
Monthly thing? Okay.
Because I ain't use it. Yeah, I want to say monthly thing. Because week doesn't seem too fast.
Okay, and then it's asking here how many consecutive years have you used the hair relaxer products? So if you
All
start, go on. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
I was about to say all together.
Yeah, like how many consecutive years you would say you've used the hair relaxer?
16 years,
16?
the whole.
Yeah, no worries. And then, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Just a salon.
Just a salon? Okay. And then it's asking you, do you have salon receipts for these visits?
There were different salons each time I went.
Okay, no worries. Are you unsure about the receipts, or you're for sure you don't have receipts? It's totally fine if you don't. It's just a question on the intake.
I'm gonna say I'm unsure because
Unsure?
I could look, but I
Okay.
don't think I have them offhand.
No worries. And then it's saying, do you currently use any hair relaxer products? That would be a no, correct?
Yes, no.
Alrighty. And then it says, do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No.
No? Okay. And then, which brand name products have you used? I have a list here I can name, so see if anything rings a bell. Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator,
The
Soft,
first one,
the first one. Okay. Alrighty.
Gloria, black and lovely.
Understood, understood. And then next question, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Okay, I'm
No,
sorry, repeat the question.
no, you're good. Everybody gets confused with this question, but what it's asking here is, did your cancer diagnosis, which was ovarian cancer, did it happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? That
That
would be,
question.
yeah, no. Since you started in 2007, your
Yes.
cancer definitely happened 2 or more years after, right? After you started using it for 1 year.
Yes.
That would be a yes. Okay. Alrighty. And then here's just asking, what type of treatment did you receive? Did you receive any chemotherapy or any pain medication?
Yes, I received a couple of treatments. Chemotherapy was one of
Chemo.
them.
Alrighty.
Yes, I did pain medication too. I
Alrighty.
also did, I had a surgery too, a complete hysterectomy surgery.
Oh gosh, let's see. Do you recall how
Yes,
many
and
cycles for the chemo?
for the chemo, I had recycles, three
Recycles.
cycles in 3 months.
Thank you so much for confirming. I'm just putting that down in for you, okay?
You're welcome.
Thank you. And then it's asking here for the treatment date. Was this like a few days after you were diagnosed, like after that February of this year?
Yes.
Alrighty. What
The
was
treatment date is, yeah, it was in February this year, around February 20th,
February 20th?
basically. Like you said, a couple of days after the diagnosis.
Understood, understood. And then it's asking here for your treating doctor name. Is it the same as the diagnosing doctor?
No,
Okay.
my other the other doctor name is Paul Heller. I'm good. I'm bad with last names,
No,
but
you're
I'm gonna
good.
spell it out
Is it
just in case I didn't know.
HELLER, if I'm not mistaken?
HELLER, yes.
Perfect. And then Pennsylvania as well. Let me look that up for you. Alrighty, I found Dr. Paul Heller, MD, some Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Where? Alrighty, I found him here. Just put his name here. Bear with me here, MD. All right, and then it's I already got the treating doctor name. Now it's asking for the treating doctor address and phone number. When I look them up, I already have an address here, but I'm not sure if that's where you got treated. It's saying here 3941 Commerce Avenue, Willow Grove, Pennsylvania 19090, but it just might be his office. I'm not sure.
I
Do
don't
you
have nothing offhand that have the exact address on it.
No, you're fine. Do you remember the treating facility? You know what? It's
No.
asking for the treating doctor address, so I believe it's gonna be his address. So let me look him up here for you.
I'm about to say I thought it would be just be Jefferson again.
No, you're fine. Is that where you saw him at as well for treating?
Yeah, I was
Oh,
about
then
to say
yeah,
I.
fine. I'll
Okay.
put down the same address. You're fine.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'll put down a 1200 Old York Road again, the same phone number,
Yeah.
because that's where you were getting treated. Alrighty, just got that down. And then just for the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
You already knew that, but I just had to ask for the recorded line. Thank you for
You're
confirming.
all right. You're welcome.
And then it's asking for your first name, your middle name, and your last name. Let's first start off with your first name. I believe I have the spelling of it. Just confirm if it's correct, okay? I got
Okay.
AMBER for Amber. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then do you have a middle name initial?
C.
C as in cat. Okay. And then your last name I got down Reyes as in REYES. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And then is there any suffix in your name like a junior, senior, the second, the third, nothing like that?
No.
Okay. And then next question is asking, well, in order for the attorneys to pull up medical records, can you please provide me with your social security number?
169-72-4529.
4529.
Yes.
So I got 169-72-4529.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And then I'm just going to confirm your primary contact email. Just confirm if it's correct, okay?
Okay.
So I have Cameron spelled as Carmen, and then your first name as in Amber, Amber, the number 3, the number 4, at gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you for that. And then I already have a primary phone number here on file. Just confirm if it's correct. I got 215-487-8633.
Yes, that's
All
correct.
right. Thank you for that. And then is this your a mobile phone number?
Yes.
All righty. And then so what's basically going to happen next, after we're done with this intake, we're almost done here. We're almost getting to the end. Soon as I hit the submit button, some documents are going to be sent over to you. Soon as you, it's going to require some signatures. Soon as you sign those documents, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you. What's the best contact preference for them to contact you? Would it be phone, text, or email?
Email.
Email? Okay. And then what would be
Yes.
the best time of day for them to email? It only lets me choose three, which is morning, afternoon, or evening.
Any time, actually.
Anytime? Okay. It only lets me choose one, unfortunately. What would you want me to put?
Morning.
Morning? Okay, got you.
Yeah.
And then can I get your primary contact address?
6325 North 21st Street. Philadelphia, PA, 19138.
Is it 21st Street, Philadelphia, PA? I found it here. Alrighty, I'm just gonna repeat this one more time. I got 6325 North 21st Street, and then I got Philadelphia as a city, Philadelphia County, and then I got the state as Pennsylvania, but it didn't populate. Just gonna put this manually in here for you. Not sure why it didn't
Okay.
populate. Pennsylvania. Oh, right here. Alrighty, and then I got the zip code as 19138.
Yeah.
All right, and then do you have a unit or apartment number for your address, or is it a
What's
house?
the house?
It
It's
was
a
a house.
house.
Okay, got you. And then, do you have a copy of the medical records for the ovarian cancer?
No, not offhand, but I can give
Okay.
my doctors a call.
Okay, yeah, but you do know those medical records exist, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then if you were able to obtain them, what would be the best way for you to provide them with for the attorneys? Would it be mail, electronically, or both?
Electronically.
Electronically? Okay. And then we're almost getting to the end. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where the clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
No, I'm okay. Thank
You're
you.
okay? Okay. I'll put not applicable. Alrighty. Alrighty. All right. Everything looks great. I'm just gonna go over everything we went over just to make sure I didn't miss anything. So I just want to go over this again. So we confirmed you were diagnosed in February of 2024 of this year.
Yes.
And we confirmed that your diagnosing doctor is Nicholas Cardio MD. And then we confirmed that the address is at 1200 Old York Road, Abington, 19001, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. And then we got the year and month that you first started using the hair relaxer was in September 1st of 2007, and you stopped using the hair relaxer in February 1st of 2024. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. All right, so now that was gonna happen, I'm just gonna hit the submit button because everything looks fine on the intake. Just give me a minute, bear with me here. It's just loading. All right, it says successful on my end, so you should be receiving a text and an email with that link for the documents. It should be under Guadalupe at mastortstrategies.com.
And let's say, yeah, I think something just came through.
Oh, perfect. All righty. And then while you look at those documents and sign them, I'm going to put myself on mute on my end and prep up a text message to send over some information on my end and, you know, send you the attorney's information as well with their phone number, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. So I'm just gonna put myself on mute, okay?
Okay. Sorry. What about the phone? You wanna what? We ain't about to open it up right now. You could have did that earlier. Not right now though. Cause I gotta clean the when we open it we gotta clean the inside. With the pumpkin seeds and stuff in it. I got you.
All right, Amber. It looks like it's just completed on my end. So you did great. You did a great job. I just want to confirm, did you receive my text message? It should be my direct number. Oh, perfect. So that is my direct number. I included the attorney's information on the text there. So yeah, like I said before, you did a great job. Basically, what's gonna happen now? In a couple of business days, the attorneys are gonna be reaching out to you, basically to let you know the next steps. But yeah, that's basically it. You have any
Okay.
other
All
questions for
right.
me?
No, you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too, Amber. It was a pleasure talking to you.
A pleasure to
Bye.
meet you and talk to you soon.
Likewise. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.